In the months following the fall of Fort Sumter on April 12, 1861, the Lincoln administration came under increasing pressure to take action against the rebellion. By the middle of July, some 35,000 troops had been assembled in Washington and placed under the command of Irvin McDowell, who was directed to advance upon Confederate forces massed in and around Manassas. Departing on the 16th, McDowell's army took 2 full days to cover the 20 miles to Centerville. Upon arrival, one of his leading brigades demonstrated in the direction of a sluggish stream known as Bull Run, only to be driven off by well-positioned rebels on the southern side of the stream. Following this setback, McDowell delayed any further action another 2 days, during which time some 9,000 Confederate reinforcements under J.E. Johnston were able to slip away from a Union covering force near Winchester and reach Manassas by rail from Piedmont. In addition, a brigade of 3,000 rebels under Theophilus Holmes marched overland from the lower Potomac, bringing Confederate strength on the 21st nearly to a par with McDowell's attacking force.